الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأحسنوا، إن الله يحب المحسنين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. We live in a world that places a very high premium on excellence. You see that in almost every sphere of our life, excellence is something that is admired and people want to be excellent. For example, in sports, people put a very high premium on being excellent in sports. Every year, every 4 years, there is a big festivals of sports, and the most excellent people they gather and show their excellence, and people are interested in following, watching that, because they have an appreciation for that excellence. This applies in so many spheres. Every year, Nobel Prize committees, they award Nobel Prizes for the most excellent work in science, the most excellent work in physics, medicine. So human beings have a desire for excellence, and they relate to excellence, they appreciate excellence. And for the Muslims, this quality reaches its maximum, its pinnacle, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us towards excellence. So if there's already a natural desire for becoming excellent, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings that natural quality to its splendor, to its pinnacle, by commanding the Muslims to be excellent. And that's what Allah says in Quran, the ayah that we recited at the beginning. Wa ahsinu, that excel in doing good deeds. Inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsinin, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who are excellent, who are muhsinin, who excel in doing good deeds. Allah loves such people. And this excellence for the Muslim applies in two ways. Number one, every Muslim desires to achieve excellence, ihsan in their deen, in your own deen. And number two, we desire that we also have excellence around us. We want our families to be excellent. We want our children to be excellent. If we are teachers, we want our students to be excellent. So we desire excellence, and we desire to have and breed excellence around us. So in this day and age, when so much research is going on in so many different spheres of human life, there's also very interesting studies on how human beings can achieve excellence. And in one of the most famous study, there was a group of scientists who looked at excellence in different areas, different avenues. And they tried to find out that what are the common characteristics that lead to excellence. So, for example, they looked at scientists and athletes, musicians, chefs, all these different spheres, and started analyzing their lives, that what made them excellent, how did they achieve excellence in their field. So as they began to analyze the lives of all these people, they came up with a few conclusions. And one central conclusion was that in order to achieve excellence in anything, there are two major things. Number one, that a person needs to have positive thinking. Anything and everything in this world, there are two ways to think and see. You can either have a positive attitude or a negative attitude. And any matter can have both sides to it. The difference is that those who have positivity, they search for positivity. They make positive decisions, get positive results. And those who have negative attitude, they make negative decisions and get negative results. Like there were two romantic poets, they went inside a garden, and one poet wrote about how beautiful the rose is, and the other wrote a whole poem on the thorns accompanying that flower. Or you can take the example of a fly. You have one which is known as a makki, a bee, which goes to dirty places all the time, finds dirt in a clean room. Just like that, a negative thinker will look at negativity, just like that fly, house fly. And then there is another kind of bee, which is a honeybee, that goes to flowers and makes something positive out of that, will find good in everything and drive benefit, and then they'll provide benefit to other people. So that's the first thing they saw, positive thinking. And these people, whenever there was an obstacle in life or their goal, they would use that and transform that. It's like someone gives you a lemon, you turn that into lemonade. And this is also something we have in Deen, that if you have a broken heart, you take that broken heart to Allah, and you can find Allah with that broken heart. Allah resides with those people whose hearts are broken. There's a very beautiful hadith, by the way, about positive thinking in our own deen. The Prophet said that there will come a time when the world would be ending. And if you were to see that time, that the sun would rise from the west and there's chaos and people are running. And the hadith mentions that if you're planting a tree, planting a seed at that time, keep doing that. And that's very ajeeb. Imagine that the world is falling apart and you're sitting there planting a tree. And that's exactly what the Prophet told you in that hadith. And the reason is, well, one reason is intention, that even if the action doesn't materialize, doesn't matter. It's the niyat, the intention, that matters. And you will be rewarded for your intention. And the second is optimistic thinking, that even if the world is shattered, if it's falling to bits, and you are shattered, but still the Prophet says, keep planting that tree. Don't go into negative consequences. Go for positive thinking. Maybe this deed or maybe this intention might save me in Akhirah. And this positive thinking, to be positive, is sunnah. So many things are sunnah. To be positive is also sunnah. The Prophet was very positive at the time of Taif, when people, his own family, they rejected him. And he thought that, okay, maybe people in Makkah Mukarramah are not accepting my message. So I have a wet nurse who belongs from Taif. And maybe I'll use that connection, that relationship I have, and go to Taif and use that nisbat in order to preach the message of Allah. So that's positive thinking. And then what all of you know what happened? Then none, not even a single person accepted Islam in Taif. And the angel came and said that if you make baddua, we'll completely wipe this whole city. But the Prophet responded again with positive thinking, that no, I will not make baddua. Maybe their generations, their descendants, their offsprings will get the tawfiq to accept Islam. So The first attribute that is required for a person if they want to achieve excellence is to be positive in their thinking, to be positive about their life, positive about the situation, about their circumstances. And then the second thing, when they were analyzing the lives of all these people, the second consequence, conclusion of that research was that in order to achieve excellence in anything, they saw that it requires time and effort. And that research was very specific about how much time is required. 10,000 hours of deliberate practice was required to achieve excellence in any field. 10,000 hours of active, concerted, consistent effort. Now, if you take 10,000 hours, right, that requires consistent hard work, right? Once there was a Nobel Prize winner was asked this question that how did you achieve excellence? And he said, I read my book on chemistry many times. He said, no, the interviewer asked him that people read these books all the time. What's so special about you? He said, I read that same book 63 times. People, consistent hard work, whether it's sports, boxers, they train. They train, they keep on training, jogging, practicing, punching, early morning. So they came up with this number, the 10,000 hours of active effort. Now, if you take 10,000 hours and do some mathematics here, let's say if you put 2 hours every day into that task that you want to become excellent in. So we as Muslims, we want to develop our connection with Allah. We want to be excellent as a worshiper of Allah. So if we do some remembrance of Allah, you engage the Quran, you have a routine of sending durood and salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you do istighfar daily, you sit for remembrance of Allah. Let's say we put 2 hours a day for all of that. So 2 hours a day would mean 60 hours in 1 month. That would mean about 720 hours in 1 year. And if you do a bit more math, that means in order to complete 10,000 hours, you need to spend about 14, 15 years. 14, 15 years doing that. In order to achieve 10,000 hours, it means about 13, 14, 15 years. So if you really desire excellence, one point we should realize is that this will require effort. It's not something that comes and goes on a whim, that one day we decide that I'm going to read Quran and put in this effort. And next day we put that effort, but then on the third day we let it go. We leave it. If we want excellence in our deen, we have to have consistency, consistently making effort towards that excellence in our deen. That's why in one very famous hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that Ahabbul A'mali ilallah, that the most beloved deeds to Allah in the sight of Allah, Adwamuha wa inqalla, are those which are done consistently, even if there are few. Because consistency, it adds up. Over time, it creates an effect. And that effect results in excellence. And this is very important for people who are striving to come close to Allah, who want excellence in their deen. Very important for us to appreciate this fact. It's an observation that without consistent effort, we won't be able to achieve excellence. So 10,000 hours of concerted effort, right? If a person puts in 2 hours every day in nafil ibadah, Quran, zikr, right? Just takes about 14, 15 years, and you will become an expert of that field, you will become excellence, acquired excellence. Then in that study, they went one step further. They then asked another question that, okay, let's say in one field, 10,000 hours are required to achieve excellence. Then why is it that some people can do 10,000 hours of effort and other people cannot? We see that discrepancy. So, for example, let's say you have two children who are equal. They both grow up in similar household, similar intelligence, both have similar abilities. This child achieves excellence, but this child does not achieve excellence. So what was the difference between these two children? Right? Again, let me sort of recap. How does a person attain excellence? First thing of that study was that a person needs to have optimistic thinking. And the second thing they mentioned in that study, that you need 10,000 hours of concerted, deliberate effort. And then the third question they were asking was that why is it that, let's say, if you want 10,000 hours are required to achieve excellence in any field, why is it that some people can put in that effort and other people cannot? Why is it that two children who are completely equal in terms of their intelligence, abilities, this child achieves excellence, this child does not achieve excellence? What was the difference between these two children? So they started looking at that feature. And then they came up with this third most important aspect of excellence, according to that study, that research, which was as follows, that the children who were able to put in 10,000 hours in some profession, whether it's some sport, some music, some field, their dunya or their deen, right? Children were able to put in 10,000 hours. The one common thread that existed was that all of them, they had a loving teacher. It wasn't wealth. It wasn't part of the country that they grew up in. It wasn't that they had some training at a special institute. No, one common theme that all of those people they shared was that they had a loving teacher. And if they had a loving teacher of that field, if they had a loving teacher in that field, they developed a love for that field. And because they had love and respect for that teacher, they loved that field. And then as a result, they would consistently make effort day in and day out until they reached that 10,000 mark. So essentially, then, what is the third central component of excellence is that you place is to place ourselves in the company of a loving teacher. That's who are they're the drivers, they're the motivators. That's who we drive ourselves to achieve that excellence. And now when we look at excellence in our deen, these three aspects, it's very clear. You look at the first place, you look at the Sahaba. They were excellent, right? They were excellent. In fact, they were defined as excellent. The Prophet said about the Sahaba, "Khayrukum karni, thumma alladhina yalunahum, thumma alladhina yalunahum." That the best excellent generation is my generation. So the Prophet was speaking and stamping the Sahaba with excellence. And now you look at all these three components. They had them in front. They had them inside of them. They were people of positive thinking. Think about the early Makkan period. They were being tortured and persecuted and prosecution. But they had so much iman, so much positive, optimistic thinking, that the Prophet said that if you place the moon on one hand and the sun on the other, still I will not go back, I will not step back. That's positive thinking. They realized that if maybe these people not accepting will migrate to Madina Munawwara, maybe their people will accept the message. So one quality that we see is the Sahaba and the Prophet ﷺ were excellent because they were positive in their approach to life. And you think about the kind of torture that was done, the kind of persecution they had to face, social boycott behind a barrier for 3 years, with little food and little drink. And then after that war, one after another, Badr, Uhud, Khandak, but all the time very positive, till the very end, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that victory, and they returned back to Makkah Mukarramah. They were expelled from Makkah Mukarramah, from their own homes. They left that, but they had that positive thinking, and as a result, Allah brought them back to Makkah Mukarramah, but this time as the conqueror, as the conquest of Makkah, victorious, right? So when a person has positive thinking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them strength. There's a story mentioned in the Quran, also mentioned in the Bible, about a prophet of Allah, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam and Hazrat Talut alayhi salam. and they were sent to fight this ruler Jalut, who was very strong, very big, powerful, had a lot of awe. So Hazrat Talut al-Islam looked at him and said that it's very difficult to kill him because he is very big, very powerful. And Hazrat Dawud al-Islam, he said it's very easy to kill him because of the fact that he's so big. I will not miss my target. So what really matters is to be positive. That's what you see in the Sunnah and in the Sahaba. That people would do all kinds of things to them, but they would respond positively. What matters is what you have from the inside, what we are made of, what's inside of us. Because whatever is inside will come out. If you're positive from inside, you will have positivity outside. Once Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was walking, and there was a person who was abusing him. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam did not respond. So someone asked him that he is taunting you, teasing you, abusing you, and not saying anything. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said that jo bartan mein hota hai, wohi bahar aata hai, right? That whatever is inside will come out. If there is filth in this heart, that filth was going to come out. But I have forgiveness and love in my heart. I have positivity in my heart. And then the second component, which was hard, consistent hard work, that also you find in the life of the Sahaba. They were people of worship and they were people of consistency in their worship. So many stories, right? Once the Prophet ﷺ was in his hujra with one of his wife, and it was time of tahajjud. And then they were praying, and then when the time for Fajr started, the Prophet ﷺ left to pray Salah in the Masjid, Masjid an-Nawwi. And he left behind his wife who was on the masjid, who was on the Musalla, and she was praying and she was remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing her own zikr. And then when the Prophet ﷺ left for the Masjid, prayed Salatul Fajr, and usually the Prophet ﷺ would pray a very long Fajr Salah. And then this was the noble habit that after Fajr Salah, the Prophet ﷺ would turn around, meet the Sahaba, and ask if there were any questions they had. Sometimes they would have dreams and he would interpret those dreams for them. And this would take about, one and a half hour. And then after that, the Prophet ﷺ would be time for Ishraq. So they would pray Ishraq. And you can, in our language, we can sort of imagine roughly about 9 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then the Prophet ﷺ, when he came back from the masjid to his own hujra, to that same hujra, he saw that his wife was sitting there on that same musalla in the same way, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani we realized that there were people, she was worshipping Allah for about 2, 3 hours. So there were people who would regularly, consistently give hours to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third is that all of us, we know that they had a very loving teacher, Sahaba, right? You look at their generation, many qualities that they had, they were involved in battle and recitation of Quran, they were huffaz. But when it came to naming them, they were classified as the Sahaba. Why? Because the excellence that came in that generation came because of their companionship with the Prophet ﷺ, because that Prophet ﷺ has a loving teacher. They placed themselves in the company of a loving teacher, and the Prophet was a very loving teacher. And as a result, they developed a love for that field, for Deen of Islam, because of the fact that they had love and respect for their teacher. And in fact, anyone can try to emulate the deeds of the Sahaba, but they can never be a Sahaba. Because their technical definition, Sahaba is that individual who saw, was in the company of the Prophet. Without that company, you cannot achieve that excellence. That kind of excellence for the Sahaba is non-achievable. So highlighting that when it came to naming the most excellent people, we're naming them after that company. So there are two domains excellence applies in our life. Number one, we want excellence in our own life. We want excellence in our deen first and foremost. And if you want that excellence, three things. We must be positive in our thinking. We must work hard, must work consistently hard. Try to reach that 10,000 hour mark. right? Whether you do 1 hour every day, 2 hour every day, hit that 10,000 mark every day. Hit that 10,000 mark, and then put ourselves in the company of those teachers of deen who can generate that desire in us to excel. And they do that with love. Just like the Prophet sallallahu was loving. And that's what you will find in the heirs of the prophets, al ulama u warasatul anbiya, that who are the waris, the ulama, the scholars are the scholars and the mashayikh. They are the waris, the inheritors of the prophets. And you will see, right, there is a lot of love and care. And sometimes we will not be able to achieve that hard work without having that love for that teachers, for the ulama and mashayikh in our lives. Just to give you one example from the sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ had so much love. He used to generate that desire in the sahaba to excel. And he used to do that with so much love that every sahabi, they used to feel as if they're the beloved of the Prophet ﷺ. So Amr bin Al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once asked the Prophet ﷺ that, "Oh, Ya Rasulullah, you interact with me with so much love." This is narrated in Tirmidhi Sharif. And he thought that I'm getting so much love from the Prophet ﷺ that I'm perhaps the beloved, right? Right? The Prophet loves me the most. So because of that love, he felt that I'm perhaps the beloved of the Prophet ﷺ. And then he went on and asked a question. And that question is there in the hadith. And that question was that, am I better to you or is Abu Bakr better? Just the fact that he asked this question tells you something. Tells you how the Prophet used to interact with them with so much love that he's asking, am I better or Abu Bakr? And the Prophet said, oh, Abu Bakr is better than you. So he asked that, okay, let me try second time. Am I better or is Omar better? Omar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Prophet replied that Omar is better. So he asked then a third time that am I better or is Usman radiallahu ta'ala better? And the Prophet said that Usman radiallahu ta'ala is better. And then that Sahabi says, I realized that I shouldn't ask any further. Right? I stopped myself. But the premise is the point that we understand from that hadith is the love with which the Prophet engaged each individual, that every individual felt that they are the beloved of the Prophet says. There's no one better than them. Right? And it was precisely this love that the Prophet had that drove all the Sahaba towards that hard work, consistent hard work, which led them towards achieving excellence. So, if we want excellence, which is the first point, right? We need to be positive in our thinking. We need to work consistently hard. And we need to put ourselves in the company of those who can drive us to do even better in our deen. And alhamdulillah, our mashayikh, when you see them working, it's essentially a work of love, right? Then beyond that, we also have a second responsibility that we want to be excellent in our own life and our own deen. But we also want to generate this excellence and breed excellence around us. We want our family to be excellent, our students, if you are teachers, to be excellent. And we generate that by driving them to work. But how do we drive them to work, right? We need somehow to make them work consistently so that they can achieve excellence. But how do we drive them to work consistently? How do we drive them to work hard? We drive them to work hard by giving them an extreme amount of love. That's what drives those students to work. That's what drove the Sahaba to excel towards that hard work that led them towards excellence. When you show that extreme love to your children, that is when they will rise to the occasion. When you show extreme love to your family members, then they will become excellent towards you. They will generate excellence inside of them. When you show extreme love to your students, that will drive them, those students, to work hard, right? This is another point about how children should be raised, right? Don't say no to children. Give them alternatives, because that's an act of love. It shows love. They will rise up to attain excellence. And when they produce excellence, you know, we are the beneficiaries. We benefit because everything they do will come to my account. It's the love that the teacher has for the student that eventually drives that student to develop a love for that field, and they do that extra work. So this is something we have to remember as husbands, as wives, as students, as children, as parents, as teachers. We have to appreciate how to generate excellence around the people, in the people around us, right? So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us in Quran, wa ahsinu, that excel in good deeds. Inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsinin. And the greatest blessing that a person gets when they have excellence in their deen, in their life, is that they become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah says in Quran that Allah loves the people who excel in good deeds. So then the summary of the message for today is that we are people of excellence. Excellence, and that excellence is achievable. We are people who strive for excellence in our deen. And this excellence is for every person. It's achievable, attainable by all of us, because we have the most excellent way of achieving that. And that is the deen of Islam. And that is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't need a research study to prove that. The study just highlights what we already know, that consistent deeds which are regularly performed will lead to excellence eventually. Be positive in your thinking. It will help you achieve and attain excellence eventually. But both of these things, they require a loving teacher, to put ourselves in the company of a loving teacher who will motivate us. And that requires us that we express our love to those around us. And essentially, this is what a silsila is. It's like a chain. The Sahaba loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Tabi'in loved the Sahaba. It ties in. I have a love for my teacher of Deen, which generates love in me, and then which allows people around me to fall in love with me. It's like one silsila, and that all of that connects and goes all the way back to Jannah, because of that hadith, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that individual will be with whom they love. It's like a big chain that eventually grabs them and takes all of them into and inside Jannah. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this attribute of excellence in our deen and also in our dunya, because Allah says you should be excellent in every single thing, every aspect of your life. Allah has prescribed excellence for us. We are the ummah of excellence. We are the people of excellence, and we should have excellence in our deen, in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also excellence in every other aspect of our life. And the second responsibility that all of us have is that we should also try to breed excellence around us. We want our people around, our families, to be excellent, our children to be excellent, our teachers, if you have students, to be excellent. We want everyone around us to be excellent. And for that, we should also then try to be loving towards them, dispense love to them, so that they will also get that excellence. They'll be motivated to work hard. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to adorn ourselves with this sifat, with this attribute of excellence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people who are positive in our thinking. May Allah ta'ala grant us that himmat and determination to consistently work hard. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the company of loving teachers from whom we can benefit and achieve this trait of excellence. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll make dua, inshallah. سبحان رب الوهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله يا رب الكريم آپ کے عاجز مسکین سے بندے ہیں اللہ ظاہر میں بندے ہیں لیکن حقیقت میں بہت گندے ہیں یا رب کریم ہمارے من کی گندگی کو دور فرما ہمارے دلوں کی گندگی کو دور فرما ہماری سوچ اور خیالات کی گندگی کو دور فرما یا رب کریم ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما منور فرما اللہ اپنی محبت سے بھرپور فرما یا رب کریم ہمارے دلوں کے میل کو دور فرما یا اللہ ہم اصلاح کے لیے آئے ہیں اللہ ہمارے دلوں کی اصلاح فرما دیجئے ہماری زندگی کی اصلاح فرما دیجئے اللہ ہمیں قلب سلیم نصیب فرما قلب منیب عطا فرما نفس مطمئنہ نصیب فرما اللہ گناہوں سے پاک صاف زندگی نصیب فرما اللہ گناہوں کی وجہ سے جو ہمارے زندگی کے اندر پریشانیاں ہیں اللہ ان پریشانیوں کو دور فرما اللہ ان مصیبتوں کو دور فرما اللہ جتنی بھی مصیبتیں ہیں اللہ سب کو ہماری زندگی سے دور فرما گناہوں کی وجہ سے اللہ جو ظلمت ہے اندھیرا ہے اللہ اس کو بھی ختم فرما اللہ گناہوں کی وجہ سے جو بے یقینی سی ہے اللہ اس بے یقینی کو ختم فرما ہمیں یقین کی نعمت عطا فرما ہمیں علم الیقین عین الیقین حق الیقین عطا فرما اللہ دین کے بارے میں جو شک اور شبہات ہیں ان کو دور فرما ہمیں کامل شرع صدر نصیب فرما ہمارے دلوں کو پاکیزہ بنا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو سمجھ نصیب فرما اللہ جس طرح آپ نے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے قلب مبارک کو زمزم کے پانی سے دھویا تھا اور پھر معراج عطا فرمایا تھا یا رب کریم ہمارے بھی دلوں کو اپنی رحمت کے پانی سے دھو دیجئے اور ہمیں بھی روحانی معراج عطا فرما دیجئے ہمیں بھی اللہ اپنا مشاہدہ نصیب فرما دیجئے اللہ ہمیں بھی اپنا دیدار عطا فرما دیجئے نماز کے اندر احسان والی کیفیت عطا فرما اللہ اپنے محسنین بندوں میں شامل فرما یا رب کریم جس طرح آپ نے سیدنا ابراہیم علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کو توحید خالص کا مقام عطا فرمایا اللہ ہمیں بھی توحید عطا فرما دیجئے ہمارے دلوں کے اندر جو بھی غیر ہے اس کو نکال دیجئے اللہ آپ کے سوا ما سوا ہے اللہ اس چیزوں کو نکال دیجئے جو بھی اللہ بت ہے ان کو توڑ دیجئے جس طرح سیدنا ابراہیم علیہ السلام نے تمام بتوں کو توڑ دیا تھا اللہ ہمارے بھی بتوں کو توڑ دیجئے اللہ ہمارے اندر بھی جتنے بت ہیں چاہے ظاہر کے ہیں جو تخیل کے ہیں اللہ تمام بتوں کو توڑ دیجئے اللہ ہمیں بھی اپنی محبت عطا فرما دیجئے محبت کے اندر رسوخ عطا فرما دیجئے اللہ محبت کے اندر کمال عطا فرما دیجئے اپنے محبین محبوبین بندوں میں شامل فرما دیجئے اپنے عشق آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما دیجئے انگ انگ سے روئے روئے سے ہڈی ہڈی سے بوٹی بوٹی میں اپنی محبت نصیب فرما دیجئے اللہ ہم گناہوں سے بچنا چاہتے ہیں چھٹکارا چاہتے ہیں یا رب کریم آپ ہمیں عطا فرما دیجئے ہم کمزور ہیں آپ قوی ہیں ہر کمزور قوی کو پکارتا ہے اللہ ہم آپ کو پکارتے ہیں ہماری مدد فرما دیجئے نفس و شیطان کے خلاف اللہ ہماری مدد فرما دیجئے اللہ اپنی رحمت کی پشت پناہی نصیب فرما اللہ اپنی رحمت کا سہارا عطا فرما کبھی بھی بے سہارا نہ فرما کبھی بھی بے آسرا نہ فرما کبھی بھی اپنے در سے دور نہ فرما اللہ ہم آپ کو پہچاننا چاہتے ہیں اپنی پہچان عطا فرما اللہ اب تک تو ہم دنیا کو پہچانتے رہے یا رب کریم ہمیں اپنی غلطی کا احساس ہوا ہے ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں اللہ ہم آپ کو پہچاننا چاہتے ہیں اللہ ہمیں اپنی پہچان عطا فرما دیجئے اللہ آپ کے ساتھ تعلق بنانا چاہتے ہیں ہمیں اپنے ساتھ تعلق عطا فرما دیجئے اللہ آپ کے ساتھ मोहब्बत करना चाहते हैं। अल्लाह अपनी मोहब्बत हमें अता फरमा दीजिए, हमें अपना बना दीजिए। या रब्बे करीम, हमें अपनी नियत कबूल फरमा लीजिए। अल्लाह आपकी नियत तो लाखों करोड़ों अरबों खरबों बंदे हैं। अल्लाह हमारा तो आपके सिवा और कोई नहीं। अल्लाह आप हमारे अखलौते रब हैं। अल्लाह रहमत वाला मामला फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह हमें भी अपने लिए कबूल फरमा लीजिए। अल्लाह मोहब्बत हमें भी अता फरमा दीजिए, अपनी मारफत नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह आपसे दुनिया मांगने वाले तो बहुत हैं, अच्छे घर मांगने वाले तो बहुत हैं, अच्छी गाड़ियाँ मांगने वाले तो बहुत हैं, लेकिन अल्लाह आपसे आपको मांगने वाले तो बहुत थोड़े रह गए हैं। या रब्बे करीम, अल्लाह हम आपसे आपको मांगते हैं। अल्लाह हमें अपनी मोहब्बत अता फरमा, अपनी मारफत अता फरमा, अपना ताल्लुक अता फरमा, अपना रिश्ता नसीब फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, अल्लाह हमारे दिलों के अंदर अपनी याद नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह हमारी ज़िंदगी के अंदर अपने हुक्मों की अज़मत अता फरमा। अल्लाह अपनी ज़ात के साथ मोहब्बत अता फरमा, अपनी ज़ात का कुर्ब अता फरमा। अल्लाह अपनी ज़ात का यकीन अता फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, अपनी सिफात के साथ हमें अपने आप को मुज़य्यन करने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा। जिस तरह आप रहीम हैं, अल्लाह हमें भी रहमत वाली सिफत अता फरमा। आप करीम हैं, हमें भी करम वाली सिफत अता फरमा। आप हलीम हैं, अल्लाह हमें भी हिल्म वाली सिफत अता फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह जिस तरह आप माफ़ करने वाले हैं, अल्लाह हमें भी माफ़ी की सिफत अता फरमा। जिस तरह आप लोगों को नफ़ा फ़ायदा देते हैं, अल्लाह हमें भी नफ़ा और लोगों को फ़ायदा पहुँचाने वाली सिफत नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह जो आपकी सिफात हैं, अल्लाह हमें भी उन सिफात से मुज़य्यन फरमा। तखल्लुक़ बे अख़लाक़िल्लाह पे अमल करने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह, अल्लाह रहमतों के साथ हमारी इन दुआओं को कबूल फरमा। अल्लाह जो हमारी परेशानियां हैं, अल्लाह हमारे अपने गुनाहों का नतीजा है। अल्लाह अपने गुनाहों से तौबा करते हैं, हमारी आज की इस तौबा को कबूल फरमा लीजिए। अल्लाह गुनाहों के जितने बुरे असरात हैं हमसे दूर कर दीजिए। अल्लाह हमें इबादत की हलावत नसीब फरमा, इबादत की लज्जत नसीब फरमा, सजदे का सुरूर अता फरमा, दुआ मांगने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा, दुआ मांगने का चाहत नसीब फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, अल्लाह अपनी रहमत से अल्लाह हमें अपना कुर्ब अता फरमा। जो हमारे गुनाहों की वजह से दूरी सी महसूस होती है, उस दूरी को ख़त्म फरमा। जब आपने कुरान में फरमा दिया फ़इन्नी करीब, कि आप हमारे करीब हैं, अल्लाह हमें भी उस कुर्ब को महसूस करने की तौफीक अता फरमा। अल्लाह जब आप हमसे मोहब्बत करते हैं, अल्लाह हमें उस मोहब्बत को महसूस करने की तौफीक अता फरमा। अल्लाह आप तो माँ से भी ज़्यादा मोहब्बत करते हैं। अल्लाह आपने हमने दुनिया में देखा है कि जब बच्चा अपने आप को कपड़ों को मैला कर लेता है, अल्लाह वो अपनी माँ के पास आता है और माँ उसको फिर दूर नहीं करती। माँ उसको अपने कपड़े उतार के उसको धुलाती है, उसको साफ़ कर देती है, पाक कर देती है, नए कपड़े पहनाती है और फिर सीने से लगा लेती है। या रब्बे करीम, अल्लाह हमने भी अपने दिलों को मैला कर दिया है गुनाहों से, गफलत से। या रब्बे करीम, हमारे दिलों को आप साफ़ फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह आपके प्यारे महबूब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया कि आप तो 70 माहों से भी ज़्यादा मोहब्बत करते हैं। या रब्बे करीम, आपको आपकी मोहब्बत का वास्ता, अल्लाह हमारे दिलों को साफ़ फरमा दीजिए, हमारे दिलों पर अपनी रहमत की नज़र डाल दीजिए। अल्लाह हमारे दिलों को पाक साफ़ कर दीजिए, हमें तकवे का लिबास अता फरमा दीजिए और हमें अपनी कुर्ब की नेमत नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह हमारी परेशानियों को दूर फरमा। अल्लाह जो भी परेशानियां उनको ख़त्म फरमा। अल्लाह जो अपने कारोबार के अंदर परेशान है, उनके रिस्क के परेशानियों को दूर फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, अल्लाह जो लोग जवान हैं, अल्लाह उनको अच्छे रिश्ते नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह नेक कदरदान रिश्ते नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह जो शादीशुदा हैं, या रब्बे करीम उनको अजवाजी ज़िंदगी की खुशियां नसीब फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, जिनके यहाँ औलाद नहीं, उनको अच्छी नेक औलाद नसीब फरमा। जिनके यहाँ औलाद है, उनकी औलादों को नेकोकार बना, फरमा बरदार बना, माँ बाप की आँखों की ठंडक बना। अल्लाह औलाद के दुखों से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा, औलाद के गमों से हमारी हिफाजत फरमा। अल्लाह औलाद को हमारे लिए दीन के कामों में हमारा मुआवन बना, हमारा मददगार बना। या रब्बे करीम, जिस तरह आपने सैयदना इब्राहीम अलैहिस्सलाम को नेक साले औलाद अता फरमाई थी, अल्लाह उनकी औलाद को आपने दीन के लिए कबूल फरमा लिया था, दीन के काम उनमें मुआवन बना दिया था। अल्लाह बैतुल्ला शरीफ के अंदर, उसकी तामीर के अंदर अल्लाह उनके बेटों ने उनकी मदद फरमाई थी। या रब्बे करीम, हमारी औलाद को भी दीन के काम में हमारा मुआवन बना दीजिए, दीन के काम के लिए अल्लाह में इस्तेमाल फरमा लीजिए। जिस तरह आपने सैयदना इब्राहिम अलैहिस्सलाम के घर के हर हर फर्द को दीन के लिए कबूलियत अता फरमाई थी, अल्लाह हमारे भी घरों के अंदर हर हर फर्द को अल्लाह अपने लिए कबूल फरमा लीजिए, दीन के लिए कबूल फरमा लीजिए, दीन के काम के लिए कबूल फरमा लीजिए, ईमान की तजदीद के लिए कबूल फरमा लीजिए, ईमान को जिंदा करने के लिए कबूल फरमा लीजिए। या रब करीम, हमें भी सब्र वाला बना, शुक्र वाला बना, तकवे वाला बना। अल्लाह हमें भी वो तमाम सिफात मोमिनाना अता फरमा अल्लाह, जिनका आपने कुरान में तذکرہ किया। अल्लाह हमें भी नेक बनने की तौफीक अता फरमा। अल्लाह अब तक तो नेक ना बन सके, लेकिन अल्लाह हमारा नेक बनना अगरचे मुश्किल, आपका हमें नेक बना देना तो बहुत आसान है। अल्लाह आपके लिए तो कोई चीज़ मुश्किल नहीं, कोई चीज़ बड़ी नहीं। या रब करीम, हमें भी नेक बना दीजिए। अल्लाह हमारी इस तमन्ना को पूरा फरमा दीजिए, हमारी इस नीयत को पूरा कर दीजिए। अल्लाह आपसे हुस्ने जन रखते हैं। या रब करीम, आप करीम हैं, अगरचे हमारे पास कोई आमाल नहीं, लेकिन अल्लाह करीम के दर पे तो अल्लाह कुछ देने नहीं आते, कुछ लेने आते हैं। अल्लाह हम आपसे आपकी मोहब्बत लेने आए हैं, आपसे आपकी रहमत लेने आए हैं, आपसे आपकी हिदायत लेने आए हैं, आपसे आपकी यकीन लेने आए हैं। या रब करीम, हमें भी अपनी नेमतें अता फरमा दीजिए, हमारे साथ भी आफियत वाला मामला फरमा, दीन में, दुनिया में, आखिरत में, हर लम्हे अल्लाह हर मरहले में हमारे साथ आफियत वाला मामला फरमा। हमें दीन दुनिया दोनों की खैर नसीब फरमा, दोनों की हसनात अता फरमा। और अल्लाह कल को क़यामत के दिन अल्लाह हमें अपनी रज़ा नसीब फरमा, अपनी लिका अता फरमा, अपना दीदार नसीब फरमा। या रब करीम, दिल की जो भी नेक तमन्नाएँ हैं अल्लाह अपनी रहमतों से कबूल फरमा। अल्लाह हमारे मुस्तकबिल को रोशन फरमा, मुस्तकबिल को मकबूल फरमा। या रब करीम, माँ बाप के लिए हमारे जो फ़राइज़ हैं उनको, उन हुकूक को हमारे लिए अदा करना हमारे लिए आसान फरमा। या रब करीम, जो बीमार हैं अल्लाह उनको सेहत कामला आजला मुस्तमिर अता फरमा। अल्लाह हम सब रूहानी तौर पे तो हम सब ही बीमार हैं, अल्लाह हमारी ज़ाहरी और रूहानी बीमारियों को दूर फरमा, हमारे दिलों से हसद और तकबर को दूर फरमा, कीने को और बुग़्ज़ को दूर फरमा। अल्लाह हमारे दिलों से नाजायज़ मोहब्बतों को दूर फरमा। अल्लाह हमारे दिलों के अंदर जो भी इस तरह की चीज़ें हैं अल्लाह, जो भी बीमारियां हैं रूहानी, अल्लाह तमाम को दूर फरमा दीजिए। हमारे दिलों का तज़किया फरमा दीजिए, दिलों को पाक साफ सुथरा बना दीजिए। या रब करीम, रहमत वाला मामला फरमा। अल्लाह जो लोग फौत हो चुके हैं हमारे वालदेन में से, या हमारे मशायख में से, असातज़ा में से, अल्लाह चाहे उम्मत में से अल्लाह जिनका इंतकाल हो गया, अल्लाह उन सब की मगफिरत फरमा। या रब करीम, जो हमारे करीबी रिश्तेदारों में से जिनका इंतकाल हुआ, अल्लाह सब की मगफिरत फरमा। जिनकी आपने मगफिरत फरमा दी, अल्लाह आप उनको अपने कुर्ब के आला तरीन दरजात नसीब फरमा। या रब करीम, पूरी उम्मत के ऊपर रहमत वाला मामला फरमा। हमारी इन दुआओं को अपनी रहमत से कबूल फरमा। रब्बना तकब्बल मिन्ना इन्नक अंतस समीउल अलीम वतुब अलैना इन्नक अंतत तव्वाबुर रहीम वसल्लल्लाहु तआला अला हबीबिही خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين